Welcome back, mamas. I've got something a little different for you this week. I'm sharing with you the audio recording of a video I have recently started to share with the mamas, first who were in my programs and now for all the mamas on my newsletter list. If you're on my list, you may have seen this, but I know thousands of you are not. Mamas who listen to this podcast every week, and this is how you communicate with me. So I wanted to share it with you too. What you're about to hear is a video about a new tool, a new way that I have started to incorporate in my own life to be the mama and woman I want to be. 11 years ago, when I first entered this phenomenal journey of motherhood, I was completely bereft of any tools. I had no idea what I was doing, not only as a mum, but as a woman. And when I lost myself in those years, I wish I had some of the tools that I share with all of you. I wish I knew about the power of meditation, of becoming aware of what was happening within me, of matrescence and the life-changing information that can give you. I wish I knew about the permission to not love all of it, of how to look after myself, of how to talk to myself. And I also wish I knew about the tool I am sharing with you in this video. It is my commitment for the past decade, really, but especially in the last 5 years, to bring to you, all of you, all the things that I have learnt on how we can be the mamas we want to be, how to show up, how to be calm and kind, how not to lose ourselves, how to balance our ambition with our desire to be a mum. And so I share this video with you with an acknowledgement that this is another tool I have discovered. And it is my job to share with you everything I find along this path. I hope you enjoy it. This is the Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Hello, beautiful mama. I want to share a story with you today, a story I hope will inspire you to start to honor yourself in a new way. I have been trying to understand how to be the best I can be, get out of my own head, be aligned with who I want to be for more than 11 years now, ever since I became a mama and my world cracked open and out came this fear and anger and anxiety, and I didn't know what was happening to me or how to look after myself or what this meant for who I was.
And over these 11 plus years, I have been dedicated to figuring this out for myself and now for all mamas. I am absolutely passionate about supporting mamas to be kind to themselves, to see what is happening to them in this time of motherhood with deep self-compassion and love, because I truly believe that if we can heal the mother, if we can help mamas feel empowered and proud and know that they're doing such an amazing job, then we can change the world. I truly believe that. But I want to share something with you. I have been on this path for more than a decade, using mindfulness and meditation and energy work to try and be the best I can be. And amazing transformations have happened in my life. My life looks nothing like I thought it would, and I am so deeply proud of what I've been able to create. However, in the middle of 2018, I found myself in a very dark and scary place. On the outside, everything was great. My business was thriving. I had a new book deal. My family was healthy. All was good. But within me, I couldn't find the joy of that. Every day still felt like a struggle. I would start the morning with my meditation and daily practice, and I would feel a deep connection to myself and the universe, and I would feel in alignment. But as the day went on, I'd lose that connection. I'd get more and more depleted. It was like my tank would be empty by the end of the day, and I couldn't seem to be able to stay on top of it. It's like I had to fight each day to be grateful. Even though everything was so good, there was something in me that wasn't connected. It was empty, depleted. And no matter what I did, I couldn't keep that feeling of connection going throughout the day. And so I found everything a struggle. During that time, I did what I often do, which is I booked a trip up to Darwin, where my parents live. And Darwin really is my spiritual home. It's where I spent some years when I was growing up. And for those of you outside of Australia, it's a beautiful tropical part of the world where you step off the plane and the heat hits you and you feel alive. Well, I do anyway. And I stepped off that plane in the middle of 2018. And as I did, I said a prayer. Please help me find what I'm missing. Please help me feel joy and purpose and excitement and energy again. Please help me find the missing element. And over the coming days, I kept walking past my mum's bookshelf. And there on that shelf was a book that had been there for 20 plus years that I'd never really paid any attention to before, that suddenly was jumping out at me. It was screaming at me. And this was the book, Aveda Rituals. This book was written 20 plus years ago by the founder of the brand Aveda. You might have recognized the name. It's an skincare brand. But back when this book was written, it was a very personal brand by the founder and was based on Ayurvedic principles. Ayurvedic principles being the health side of yoga. And in this book that literally just was screaming at me, it is all about the mind-body-spirit connection. It is about how to support yourself throughout the day. It has a morning, middle of the day, and nighttime routine. It talks about the power of mindfulness and meditation and energy, all those things that I had been doing for so many years. It talks about exercise that suits your body type and energy work of chakras. It talks about food and herbs. And it was this beautiful reminder of all of those things that I was doing. But there was one element that I hadn't explored yet, and that was essential oils. I didn't know that essential oils could be so profound. And until I started studying this book like it was a final exam, and seeing how often he refers to use this oil to help you with this, use this oil to help you with that, bring in this at this time of the day, do this at this time of the day. I had no idea that this tool, this powerful natural tool from Mother Earth, was right there to help me get through those days. And so after diving into this book in Darwin while my kids swam in the pool, I just sat there and inhaled it. I have been on this phenomenal journey of learning to bring this tool into my life. And I am finally confident enough and ready to share this with you. I only wanted to speak about this when I felt certain about this beautiful tool. And I am certain that this is a missing element that helps us as women and mamas be the best we can be. I promise you that since I have brought this into my life, everything is reinvigorated. I know how to get myself out of any bad mood, funk, anxiety, depression, sadness, illness, anything. I feel so empowered to take control of this mind that for all of my life ran how I felt and what happened. My mind was so in control that I would manifest problems and I would be angry and overwhelmed and not be able to pull myself back. Yes, mindfulness and meditation is phenomenal and the core of what we do. But you can't meditate in the middle of a supermarket. You can't always teach your kids how to meditate. You can't do yoga at the school gates when one of your children has terrible separation anxiety. But what you can do is reach for an oil, a roller that changes your energy in an instant. There is a part of your brain that is activated only by the sense of smell. And it is an ancient part of your brain. It is a deep soul level, but mind, body, spirit connection. So when your mind can't overcome the negativity, when your body feels full of anxiety, the oils will work in a way that nothing else can. So let me share with you some of the ways that I do this now. Every morning I wake up and before my meditation I have a glass of water with a drop of lemon and a drop of copaiba. Copaiba is the oil for anxiety and overwhelm. Having a drop of this every morning has completely changed how much I freak out, how anxious I get, how sometimes I used to look at my inbox or my deadlines and feel like I couldn't breathe. That doesn't happen anymore. And when I start to feel it, I get copaiba back out again. Wild orange is the oil that made me fall in love with this. Wild orange was the first one I got when I read this. Wild orange is the oil of abundance. It reminds you that all's going to be okay, that the world believes in you, that God will look after you, that the world is an abundant place. And every day you just get a drop out, put it on your palms, rub it between your hands to activate it and warm it and smell and inhale. And you will be reminded that it's going to be okay. Rub it around your neck. Breathe it in. We use this to get us back in alignment. You might not be able to do a meditation, but you can do this. You teach your children how to do this. The peace roller has changed how my daughter approaches her anxious moments. She has this in her pocket at school now, and she knows that whenever she's feeling anxious because she has anxiety, she rubs it on her temples and on her wrists and breathes it in and feels calm again. Peace has changed my family's life. These oils are the most phenomenal tool. There is a whole Bible on emotional support. And yes, my family has now taken the toxins out of our home. We now use all natural products and are slowly replacing everything like our washing up liquid, our dishwashing detergent, our cleaning products. We're now using all of these products to clear the toxins in our home. But what I most want to share with you, beautiful, is that I know you want to be aligned. I know you want to be calm and graceful. I know you want to feel like you can handle whatever comes your way. But there are times when it's really hard. I've been there. I've struggled to keep that feeling of gratitude and joy. I've struggled with anger and depression and anxiety. I have struggled with this feeling of emptiness. And I haven't known how to get myself out of those funks. These oils have changed that. I now feel completely empowered in every moment because I have taught myself what I need to use to have deep daily spiritual practices, how to reach for something that helps you no matter what. You have this power to not only change yourself, but your family. Teach your children what they most need. Even my husband, who is not into any of this, uses oils every day. He goes in and chooses an oil before work to rub on his neck and inhale. He knows that Ardha Vitae, one of my favorite oils, is the oil of divine grace. So if you're feeling like everything's on your shoulders, it's all up to you and your hard work and you have to push through and strive, Ardha Vitae is this big hug. It's this feeling of, oh, it's going to be okay. It's not up to me. I can surrender this. It's going to work out okay. So what I would love to do with you and invite you to do is join me in the Essential Happy Mama. This is going to be a free resource on Facebook where I share and teach you about these oils. I have a Google Doc full of things I want to share. It's going to be free because I want you to see and feel what this is about. I want you to see how this can and might be the missing element for you. And then when you're ready, you contact me and I will help you get set up with a starter kit, a kit that I started with, a kit that allows you to just have a sample of all the key ones that you'll need to begin this lifestyle. It is a lifestyle, beautiful, where you will learn how to use these products all through your day to keep you aligned, clear, happy, purposeful. And when you start, when you buy your starter kit, you will get a free half-hour consult with me, a coaching session where you tell me I most struggle with anxiety. I'm really angry at myself because I can never stick with what I say. Or I'm worried about my food, my health, my sleep, whatever it is. And I will help you. We'll come up with a plan. We'll help you discover the power of these oils, meditation, mindfulness, and mindful body moving or exercise and yoga. So I invite you to join me. I can promise you from the bottom of my heart, I am in the best place I've ever been in my life. I feel empowered. I feel healthy. I feel clear and calm and certain because I know now what I need to do. No matter what happens, I know what I need and I can reach for it. I can use all the tools that I've learned over the last decade and finally be the mama and the woman I want to be. So join me. Join the free Facebook group, or if you just want to start with these oils, email me immediately and let's do this. Sat Nam, beautiful mamas. And so, mamas, I just want to finish up by saying thank you. Thank you for always showing up with an open heart and an open mind. It is my greatest desire to change the way women feel about themselves as they raise their children. It is my mission to make matrescence and the transition that we go through in these years common knowledge. And for the tools of mindfulness, meditation, essential oils, yoga, whatever it is that will support you personally to be the mama you want to be. That is my mission. Pick and choose as you will. But know there are ways for you to be that woman you want to be. There are beautiful tools available to us for us to be the woman rising up from all the noise, being who we want to be. So join me in this new Facebook group. If you're not on Facebook, message me in Instagram or email and I'll share with you what I'm doing.
Also, if you want to join, I've decided to create a 40-day program for anyone who wants to start in the month of April. If this is something you've been thinking about for a while and you'd like to dive in with me and learn with me how to use essential oils along with Happy Mama tools of meditation, mindfulness, awareness of matrescence, a true understanding of how to actually make this work in your life that I have been dedicated to learning over the last 8 or 9 months, then join me in April. There's a phenomenal discount in the month of April, 20% off starter kits. Message me any way you can, social media or email, and I will share the details with you. But as always, beautiful mamas, I share this with the hope that it inspires you to find your way of honoring yourself. Because this is an awakening. It's a chance for us to be kind to ourselves, to learn who we really are, and to be the mamas and women we want to be. Until next week, Sat Nam.